Welcome to Have Guitar Wheel Travel, presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine, with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies, and today I'm speaking with Fantastic Negrito. In our conversation, Fantastic Negrito is making his way to the airport for gigs in the Southwest after spending 2 months touring Africa, Asia, and Europe. Fantastic Negrito speaks about his farm and farming in Oakland, and he talks about moving from the Berkshires to Oakland when he was 12 and how that changed his life. Fantastic Negrito describes when and how he picked up the guitar and how he's recovered from an accident that left him almost losing his hand and in a coma for 3 weeks. Fantastic Negrito talks about his band and his gear, Gibsons and Fenders, and he talks a bit about his endorsements. Fantastic Negrito discusses his guitar heroes and his new heroes that his son has turned him on to. And finally, Fantastic Negrito speaks about his new live album and a series of concerts with the San Francisco Symphony, and he tells us about winning NPR's Tiny Desk Concert at the age of 47. To find out more about Fantastic Negrito, you can go to his website, fantasticnegrito.com. That's fantasticnegrito.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Oh, and hey, if you want to support the show, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/haveguitarwheeltravelpodcast. Here's my buddy, Fantastic Negrito.
How's it going?
How are you, sir?
Oh, me, I'm like, you know, in transit. I'm on trains, planes, automobiles, UFO. You know, I'm doing it all.
Right on.
What's up with you?
Oh, you know, another day. Our paths have crossed. You wouldn't know it, but our paths have crossed, because I used to busk at the Oakland Airport in the Southwest Terminal. And so I've seen you come and get your luggage quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, I'm flying on Southwest now, but it's in San Francisco. And I'm telling my assistant, like, why did you fly us out of San Francisco, man?
Exactly.
I mean, when you got Southwest, you got to fly out of Oakland. But it happens. Well, yeah, man, glad to, you know, see you again. I just got off a two-month tour of Asia,
yeah,
Africa, and Europe, and now I'm I came home 10 days and I'm off again.
And you're going to the Southwest now?
Well, I'm going to, yeah, I got like Phoenix, Santa Fe, Tucson, and then Hamburg, Germany, Denmark, and Bremen, and then the UK. So I got 2 week run.
Wow.
I mean, when you're hot, you're hot. You just got to take these gigs. No, I'm serious. You may not get them. I mean,
yeah.
I took a 2 month tour, but that was insane.
Yeah.
If I was going to live to be 95, I'll probably die at 94, because it took a year off my life.
And what kind of rooms are you playing when you're going to Africa and?
Well, the thing about Africa and those places, you're playing at festivals.
Okay.
So in Africa, in Morocco, I played for the King's Festival.
Wow.
You're playing to 10,000 people. Uh-huh. My own rooms that I'm selling, 1,000.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. You know, in Switzerland, we have a room that we always sell out. It's funky, weird. It's 500, but it's great.
Yeah.
500 is kind of like, all right, that's the minimal that where you can actually make a living. But it's great. You know, it's just the fact that you're able to just play, man, it's like, if you can keep playing this music, it is like medicine, and it's beautiful.
Sure.
Okay, brother, I'm back, and I'm black.
Yeah, you are. You miss beautiful. You're also beautiful.
Sometimes. So where are you at?
I'm in Napa.
Oh, Napa. Oh, man, you're my neighbor.
I'm your neighbor. I am your neighbor. Hey, do you still have your farm in Oakland?
Oh, yeah, I love that farm, man.
Yeah, right on.
I mean, it's the best. Like, farming, man, that's my passion. That's my life. That's what gets me, going. That's what keeps me growing.
When did you move to Oakland? When you're a kid, how old were you when you
moved to Oakland? I was 12 years old, so I was coming from the whitest place in America, the Berkshires.
Okay.
To the blackest place in 1980 in Oakland, so it was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's insane.
Were you into music when you were 12 years old?
You know, not to be a musician, no. I didn't. I really didn't start that till I was, I would say, a grown-ass man. Like, I would say, like, I really, you guys can go, I got serious about it, like, you know, when I was in the streets too much, and you know, people I knew had gotten killed, and I was like, you know what? At a young age, I just thought, what's better, like, you know, running from the police and selling drugs, or I got up on stage into the town showing all the girls, like, me. I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm on to something here.
When you did the talent show, were you playing guitar as well?
No, I didn't know how to play anything. I was just dancing and acting a fool.
Oh, okay. All right. Right on.
So, yeah.
When did you start playing guitar?
I don't even know if I've started yet.
Oh, you started?
Yeah, no, I started playing. I started, you know, to be honest with you, I'd always picked up a little bit of a guitar here, a little bit of guitar there, a little bit of keyboards here. But I think when I started doing Negrito, I got more serious about it. Because I was like, I really like playing the piano. But at the guitar, I have a weird relationship because I don't know. I lost my hand. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
So if you're filming it, you see my hand?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What'd you do?
I was in an accident in a car. Yeah, but just me right now. And in a car accident, I was in a coma 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So you got to imagine, I'm driving down the street, and I woke up, and 3 weeks had passed.
Yeah.
And they were trying to cut my hand off.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I woke up from that, and I bounced back to that tip.
Yeah. And were you in Oakland when you were in the car accident?
No, I was in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was in L.A. trying to be famous. And I was in a car. I woke up. I thought I was in the Philippines because all the nurses were Filipino. That's true. I was in a coma. I was in a coma 3 weeks. Then I woke up and I heard this lady was an accident.
Accident. Yeah. The best hair in the world. I felt.
What's funny is I ended up marrying an Asian, but she's Japanese. Closer. But yeah, that's what happened, man. I literally thought I was in the Philippines.
Yeah, and so who's
three
playing?
Weeks, 3 weeks, man, in a coma.
Yeah, who's playing guitar for you now?
Oh, man, it keeps going round and round. We got a kid named Benny McLaughlin. He's a 20-year-old kid. Picked him up along the way.
Uh-huh.
But I always play with the same Masa Kohama out of Japan. Always play with that dude. He's like, that's my dude, man. I've been playing with him for 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so... You know me, I'm going to do the interview. They're like, oh, can you do it? I'm like, yeah, I can do it. That's the bro. I can do it all.
But yeah, you're famous. You're famous.
There's no task. There's no task too tall.
Oh, yeah, you're
big
famous.
Or small,
and you're in a public place.
Yeah, I'm like, man, getting out of the Uber, getting on Southwest and doing an interview. and looking good.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
All at the same time, brother. All at the same time. But yeah, I think... Masa is a guy I've been playing with for over 30 years, and we just have a bond. This guy has such a depth and understanding of the guitar, are like unbelievable. And so he's played on all my albums, even my Interscope albums.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Even my punk albums, all the phases I've been through, that guy I've been playing with him. So.
Yeah.
But I'm in love with the guitar again right now. It's weird. I go through phases, and like right now, I'm back in love with it.
Yeah.
With my Les Paul.
Yeah. The gold top.
Yeah, the gold top. Because I put it away for a while, lost the guitar in Europe, was playing a Fender.
Uh-huh.
As guitars get lost on tour. And then, man, I started playing a 335.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what have I been doing?
And this is with your messed up hand?
Oh, the messed up hand's been that way. I'm saying this was Europe, this tour.
Okay, all right.
Let me find the time. I know what made me start playing then, I just picked any old, beat up, cheap guitar, like a Chief, like whatever I could find.
Sure.
And what's that other one, that black one?
Oscar Schmidt?
Yeah, I was playing those, bought them at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I told myself, I'm not a good guitar player, so I'm going to play cheap guitars.
Uh-huh.
But then I was realizing that those cheap guitars, I was getting a sound out of them that was ugly.
Uh-huh.
And it was funky, but it was ugly. And I just started rolling with that. I'm like, you know what? Roll with what works.
Yeah.
But now I'm back in love with the with Gibson again.
Yeah. And are they getting you guitars?
Yeah, they're always good about that.
Yeah, good. Good. Glad to hear
Fender, too. They give me some guitars. You know, people are pretty supportive about giving me guitars, which is great. But yeah, really, really feeling that Gibson has me enjoying it again. I don't know, do you ever go through periods where you may not enjoy it as much, and then you start playing something that makes you go, Oh, of course. My God.
Of course. Yeah, a new guitar is a path to inspiration.
Or you can say an older guitar that you put down for a while.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
That's kind of what happened. Like, I put it down for a while, and then picked it back up, and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot how good you were. Oh, clear.
Right.
Yeah.
And who are your guitar guys? I mean, clearly Jimi Hendrix, but who else?
I mean, who do I love as pure guitar playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it varies.
Sure.
I think my son just is 17, and he was playing the complete recordings of Robert Johnson.
Oh, wow.
And you know, Robert Johnson, the guitar player that you keep discovering.
Sure.
Yeah. And you do it again, I was like shocked that he was, because he used to listen to some really bad rap music.
Uh huh.
But he was like playing that shit like over and over again. And then he came to talk to me about it. And what moved him about it, he said, Dad, the feeling that this guy gives me. And I thought, man, you can never get tired of that feel. Because that feel is what it built an empire of sound. But I think, of course, Hendrix, man, I love Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Jeff Beck the other day. I was like, God damn, that guy's Superman.
Oh, yeah.
That's Superman of guitar. Man, I love, I love B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think Prince is underrated as a guitar player because of this reason, that all the different things that he could do.
Sure.
He wasn't the best rock guy, the best funk guy, the best blues guy, the best folk guy, but what he could, his diversity spoke to me like, hey, man, I can do all these different things.
Yeah. Did you have an opportunity to see Prince here in the Bay Area?
Oh, yeah. I met him a few times in my life because we had the same manager.
Oh, wow. Right.
Albert King. I mean, you know.
Sure.
I'm old school, man. It's like that dude. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, if you want a tornado. I mean, it varies, man.
Mm-hmm.
It varies.
And you have
anybody that's got a feeling and that's been through some shit.
Yeah.
These are the people that I'm into.
Sure. Sure. And you got a new live album that's coming out?
Yeah, I got a new live album called Alive, and it's a bunch of shows from Europe.
Okay.
When I was in Europe, I just was like, man, let me keep on recording these shows. And ended up getting two shows in Italy, one in Switzerland.
Wow.
One in Brooklyn. One in the UK, and that made up the live album. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you. Make sure I got your email.
Okay, I will. And when's it come out?
A live album it's out now. The physical copy, vinyl's not out, but the
stream
online is out now. Yeah. We're about to start blasting it out again to people.
Okay, cool. Right on. And so how do you get hooked up with the San Francisco Symphony? And is that stressful?
No, they hooked up with me, and I'm like, all right. I think that's just it. You know what I say? Plant seeds. You turn around years later and you got trees. Just keep planting seeds.
Yeah.
I just planted my seeds a long time ago as a busker, you know, going out, playing, planting a lot of seeds. And yeah.
When you were busking, where were you busking at?
I would busk Colonial Donuts in Oakland. I would busk the World Ground Cafe. Oh. I would busk downtown Oakland, like 14th. I would definitely bus Powell Street, uh-huh. Civic Center, Mission. Man, I was all over.
Right on.
I was determined. I was like, you know what? Y'all won't let me in the door. The people will let me in the door.
Hell yeah.
The people of the Bay Area will decide whether I'm worthy. Because, yeah. You know, sometimes you got this little click in here and, you're not doing this. And, hey, you're not playing neo soul. You're not doing this. And I'm just like, hey, man, I'm coming, baby. And I'm unstoppable. And I got a team, no dream, baby. When I won the first Tiny Desk, I was 47 years old, brother.
Wow, right on.
And nobody gave me a chance. They're like, you're too old. Your music's not genre specific.
Yeah.
But I always believe in something that is just powerful coming from the Bay Area, all these roots. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Sly Stone, Santana, Too Short, E-40. We're a tribe. We're a badass tribe in the Bay.
Damn straight.
And knowing that, I was like, I'm about to do this shit.
And did you have a hard time getting into clubs in Oakland? Like the
Oh, at first, yeah. People are like, what the hell's, what are you playing, man? You know?
Yeah.
I'm coming. I'm going, you know, that. But I knew I was moving people at the BART station.
Sure.
So I didn't worry.
Yeah.
That's what matters, man. It's like, you know, you got to believe in what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And stop asking questions. Do I look right? Am I young enough? Am I too old? Am I too white? Am I too black? No. You believe in it, man. You go.
Right on. Right on. And it's what kind of amp have you been using?
I'm just using the, just going, I just bought a Fender, just a reverb, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just bought one of those. And I was using like an Orange amp, but I'm still sometimes using a vibrato. They're cool.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of just been back to Gibson and Fender.
Okay. Right on.
Not the twin reverb, the blackface Fender. What is that one on?
It could be a many different ones, but I'm not sure.
But not the twin reverb, because I only like the twin reverb for keyboards.
Okay. Yeah, it's really heavy and it's really loud. The twin reverb.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm playing one of the smaller. But I'll tell my son to take a picture of it. But I just bought it, and you know, sometimes Vox at certain festivals. But I like I'm back to Fender amps right now.
Yeah. And do you usually get backline when you go on these tours?
I get backline. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been wonderful talking to you. I appreciate your time.
Hey man, thank you so much for thinking of me, and hopefully I'll see you at the symphony.
I'm going to see you somewhere, that's for sure.
All right, brother. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, peace. All right, mate. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.